Let's go to John 15, 1 through 8. You know, normally I'd be trying to read the whole book to y'all. We're just going to do 1 through 8, and we're going to talk about abiding and pruning. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. A vine dresser is basically a gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Let's say that again. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Wow. So we're talking about abiding and pruning. Let's start with the vine dresser, right? The vine dresser is a gardener. A gardener's job is to maintain the health of plants and keeps the beauty of the plant, right? So if we go to verse 2, it says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So you think about your life, right? If there's any area in your life that's not producing, he cuts it off. If there's any area of your life that's not producing, it's also a sign that that area is not fully submitted to God, because in Christ, we have to produce. In Christ, if we're in Christ, we have to produce. Like, it's in our, we have to produce. It's in our DNA. So let's talk about the pruning. Let's go to the definition. Pruning means to cut away or to trim, right? And if we think about that in the spiritual, in the spirit, we think about when God prunes our lives, when he cuts things away, when he trims, right? Pruning hurts, right? But it saves your life. Pruning enhances the look. Pruning cuts off what's hindering our growth. So if there's anything that's stopping us from being in fully committed relationship with God or fully going to the next level in God, he's going to cut it off. A good gardener waters, protects, and maintains the health of plants, right? So you think about a tree. If there's any dead branches on the tree, it has to be removed because it can cause decay and diseases. So think about your life. Is there any area of your life that's not fully submitted to God, right? Is there any area of your life where you are being God? I tell my story all the time of how when I was broke, busted, and disgusted and struggling, it was because I was trying to be my own God and my purpose and my finances. And so nothing was happening in that area of my life. I was not producing because it was not submitted to God. And then God got me to a place where I had no choice but to surrender. Yes to your will, yes to your way, and I gave it to him. So the pruning process, it may be uncomfortable, but it's necessary, right? It helps shape character. It brings us closer to God. It kills the flesh. And it places us in a posture of surrender, right? Surrendering is more than lifting hands. Surrendering is a posture of the heart. Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way, however you want to do. And you think about relationships too. Sometimes God will cut those relationships off and we're like devastated, like what was going on? But it was hindering you from him, right? You weren't going to give your best because of that relationship. And you think about a plant, right? A plant absorbs nutrients and water through the roots. So that's why it's important for us to abide and to remain connected to Jesus, to God, right? So abide means to remain stable or fixed, to stay. And even in this, in the verses that I read, abiding, when you abide, it has its promises connected to it, right? If I abide in me and I in you. So if I'm abiding in God, if I'm abiding, he gonna abide in me, right? And it tells us straight up, you can't bear fruit without abiding. If you're not abiding this area of your life, it's not gonna produce no fruit. Abiding, when you do abide, it bears fruit. And not abiding gets you cast away, right? Abiding gives you what you desire. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. That's a promise right there. If I'm abiding in God, right, and listening and listening to his words, right, he gonna give me the desires of my heart. He gonna give me the desires of my heart. So if you're in a place of your life where you haven't been abiding, and you don't even have to put this in the comments, this is between you and God. If you are in a place of your life where you have not been abiding, I want to invite you to abide with Jesus on today. He's the true vine. He's our source, right? He gives water to the thirsty. He loves us. He cares about us. It's simple. All you got to do is say, Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. I want you to abide with me. I want you to abide with me. I want to abide with you. You are my Lord and Savior, right? I repent from my sins. I turn away from my wicked ways. I give you every area of my life on today. Yes to your will. Yes to your way, God. It's that simple. I think it was over the weekend, a couple people, which I thought was interesting, they sent me a message on my personal page. And they were asking me, like, how do you have a relationship with God? And so I was like, I want to talk about that for a second. You think about, we're in a season, I'm going to say this before I go into that. We're in a season where it's not the time to not be covered. It's not the time to not have a relationship with God, because we are going to see some things come in this earth that is going to be, you got to know God in order to survive. So here's what I do with building my relationship with God, right? So I just moved into this new place. And so I already found a space in the house where this is this place where me and God meet every day. Sometimes it's the same time of day. Sometimes it's not. But I made a decision. This is where me and God is going to meet, in the specific room, right? And I get in that place and I listen. I be still. I may write. I may pray. I may sing, whatever it is I need to do, whatever I feel in that moment of how I want to connect with him, right? And you posture yourself to do that because you want to learn his voice. It's just like having a relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife, right? You get to know that person by spending time with that person. And so that's what you got to do to build that relationship. And you spend time reading the word too. And just like now when I go in my prayer closet, I'll say, Holy Spirit, where should I be reading? Where do you want me to read? And I just listen. I just listen. And then he tell me where to go. And that comes with having a relationship. And even I think about my journey with I Need a Word. I had to hear God's voice in order to do such a thing as this, because it didn't make sense to my life. It didn't make sense to the natural here either, like on social media. I had to get myself in a posture. I was praying and I was fast and I was on a fast and I was just like, God, I surrender this to you, right? I can't be God in my purpose no more. I got 3 degrees, can't find no job, something got to give. And during that fast, I started listening, started praying, and that's when I began to learn God's voice for myself. So before I get into talking about what the Lord said a lot this morning, so I pray that I can get it all out. But let's talk about the Speak Life Challenge that starts May the 2nd. If you are on my text community, you're gonna get all the information over the next 21 days. And so don't worry about that. I'm gonna send out a PDF towards the end of the week, but the 21-day Speak Life Challenge is where we are just speaking life for 21 days straight. No complaining, no bad thinking. We're actually gonna go through a process of kind of identifying our thoughts, because we will speak what we think. So we're gonna go through 21 days, and it's normally my challenges is like, I'll have you read the scripture, but this one is more task-based because it's personal, right? You know the bad things that you speak, or you know the things that you say that aren't right. I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and this is a person that I can't talk to but so long, because they always begin to talk about how they're broke, how they ain't got no money. And I'm like, that I can't have that in my spirit right now. You know what I'm saying? So that, and during this challenge, you're going to identify what you've been saying that hasn't been of God. You know, if you've been speaking things that have been spoken over your life and you're just repeating them, if your grandmother called you dumb and you identify as dumb, we're getting rid of all of that. We are canceling. We are getting rid of all of that during this challenge. So I will put If you want to join, if you are international, I will, I'm going to post the link, I think Friday or Saturday, of how you can join through email. But for those that are in the US and you want to be a part of the challenge, all you have to do is text Speak Life to my number right there. And that's really my number too. So just text Speak Life and then we'll start sending out. I'll send out the PDF later this week. And then Monday, we're going to start the challenge. Or is it Monday or Tuesday? Monday, we start challenge the second. All right. So now let me talk about what the Holy Spirit was showing me this morning. So I saw a little Caucasian girl being returned home to her mom this morning. I don't know if there was a custody case or something where she was missing or something like that, but I see victory with a little girl coming home. And I also saw victory with custody battles. And I saw family reunions, people that have been praying for their children to come home. That is coming, it's coming. I also saw the word dismantling. Dismantling means to strip of dress or covering, to take into pieces. So I saw the Lord said that there was going to be dismantling of relationships and systems that don't serve any purpose. And it's not, and things that are not of him, he is dismantling. I also saw divine mergers and partnerships. You think about the guy bought Twitter the other day. We're going to see a lot more of that kind of stuff. And the Lord says, don't look, there's going to be mergers and partnerships that don't look like me, but I am in the midst. And also to remember that God can turn the heart of any king. I also heard the Lord say that this is a voice activated planet. A lot of you are going to come into seasons where you speak and things are going to shift. Things are going to happen. So remember that. He also said that we should start praying about the travel industry. Pray for the pilots. Pray for and pray before you go and travel. Pray. Because a lot of these pilots and drivers, they're exhausted and they're tired. And we just need to pray for the traveling industry. He also said that divine rest and peace was coming to a lot of people. He said a lot of people are booked and busy, but they're not effective. He said, you're moving, but you're not in my presence. And then the Lord said to some people, sit down before I sit you down. There is coming a dethroning. A dethroning means to remove from power. And it's going to be in a lot of industries. A lot of industries, there's going to be a dethroning. You're going to see people who were once up come down. There's also going to be an unveiling. Unveiling means to remove the veil. There's going to be things that are that were done in secret that are going to be come out and exposed publicly. He said secrets, hidden plans, and agenda. And two areas he said was in government and healthcare. He said there were a lot of cover-ups, a lot of buyouts, but all of that stuff is getting ready to be exposed. There are also going to be lawsuits from families that lost other family members due to senseless mistakes and agendas. Some of the people's family members were used as pawns by some of these doctors and all of these people in the healthcare facility. And in regards to 19, that's all I'm going to say, because I know they'll try to censor it out. So there's going to be lawsuits coming out. It's going to be, I've seen somebody in the Secret Service. They were dressed like Secret Service, and I've seen blood on their hands. Things like that are going to be revealed. Murders, trying to shut people up. All of that, we're coming into the time where a lot of that is going to be revealed. He said the secrets, hidden plans and agendas, and government and healthcare are getting ready to be revealed. He said, a lot of you will prosper even in this famine. Remember my covenant with you. Remember my covenant with you. He said, who is available to be used by me in this season? Check your heart. Check your heart. Are you available to be used by God in this season? I also saw that more women and children are going to come into on the scene to preach the gospel, to get the gospel out. And he said, be careful to put your mouth on what I'm doing. So we're coming into a season where it's going to look like it doesn't make sense to how we traditionally did ministry. But he said, be careful how you put your mouth on what I'm doing. I also saw a great surrendering coming into the earth, like Jonah, a lot of people running from God, and your time is coming. You're not going to be able to run anymore. He said there's going to be unconventional soul winnings for his glory. I also saw recompense coming to Native Americans and salvation and Jesus coming to a lot of these tribes who I don't know what they believe, but I saw salvation come to the Native American tribes and recompense. Things that were stolen from these Native Americans, I see that coming back, restoration coming back to them. I seen revival happening in the Caribbean. In the Caribbean, I see revival on cruise ships. And as I was saying before, 19, right? Exposure is coming to some of the things that happened during this whole 19. It was under the table deals, backhand deals. All of that is getting ready to be exposed. We're also going to see people reemerge who haven't been on the scene in a while. They're going to make like a comeback. We're going to see a rise and a fall of power. We're going to see kingdoms and systems come down in every arena you can think of. And the Father also says, remember the authority I have given you. Some of you need to stop entertaining the devil. Use your authority. And he said, good news will be published on multiple outlets. So think about different networks that may not even be Christian networks. The good news is going to be published. The good news is going to be published. That's kind of all I got for today. Let me look at a couple of your comments and then I'm going to get off. Does anybody need me to repeat anything? I know I said a lot. I'm trying to be cautious because I know they tend to censor this stuff. But custody battles, if anybody is in a custody battle, expect victory. Expect victory. Expect family reunions. Expect family reunions, people to come home, people you haven't talked to in years, coming back home. He is dismantling relationships and systems. There are going to be divine mergers and partnerships. Remember, God has the power to turn the heart of any king. So it could be somebody in a position somewhere and you're like, but this person don't even believe in God. It don't matter. He could turn the heart of the king. Remember your voice, voice activated planet. You're going to speak things and it's going to come. So be mindful of what you speak. Pray about the traveling industry. Pray about you traveling. Pray for pilots. He said divine rest is coming to his people. Divine rest and peace. You know, there's a difference between rest and sleep. You can sleep, but not rest. So remember that. He said some people are booked and busy, but not effective. You got something going on. You're traveling, doing this and doing that, but you're not even in his presence. And he said for some people, he's sitting down before I sit you down. And also there was going to be a dethroning. A dethroning means to remove from power. So in different industries in this world, you're going to see people that were once owning these companies or once being in charge of this, they're going to come down. There's going to be an unveiling. He's removing the veil. There's things that were done secretly behind the scenes that are going to be, we're going to know about it publicly. And two industries he said was the government and healthcare. There's a lot of cover-ups with the 19, buyouts with the 19, and there's going to be lawsuits. People have lost family members due to senseless mistakes and agendas. All of that is getting ready to come out. Some of these people were used as pawn. A pawn is a person used by another person for their own purposes. And he says, we will prosper even in a famine. It looks like a famine is coming on the earth. We're still going to prosper. Remember his covenant. And he's also asking, who is available to be used by me? I saw more women and more children coming on the scene in regards to the gospel, ministering and teaching and whatever, more women and children. He said, be careful to put your mouth on what I'm doing. I saw a great surrendering in the earth, a great surrendering, people running from God. God is going to get them and they're going to do the will of the Father. I saw unconventional soul winning for his glory, recompense to Native Americans and salvation, Jesus being introduced to these tribes. I saw revival on cruise ships and in the Caribbean. And I didn't mention Trinidad, but Trinidad was one of the places I saw revival coming to Trinidad. A lot of things that were done with 19 under the table, back-end deals, going to be exposed, going to be exposed. There's going to be a reemerging of people who have been off the scene for a while, who are going to make a comeback, and we're going to see a rise and fall of power. I think I said some months ago, there was a lifting up and a pulling down, a lifting up and a pulling down. He said, remember the authority I have given you. Stop entertaining devils and use your authorities. And he said, good news will be published on multiple outlets, on multiple outlets, on multiple outlets. Let me look at a couple of your comments and then I'm going to get off. Does anybody need me to repeat any of the definitions for pruning or abiding? I can do that if you need it. I can do that if you need it. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your word. Let your will be done. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, it's time out for playing games with God. Like, it's, this is real for real. Like, this is real for real. This is real for real. If you don't know him, you need to get in a relationship with him. He's the only, that's the only guaranteed protection we have in this earth. The only guaranteed protection. The only guaranteed protection. Only guaranteed protection. Okay, so the definition of pruning was to cut away or to trim. To cut away or to trim, right? Pruning can hurt, but it saves lives. Pruning enhances the look of the trees or the plant. Pruning cuts off what's hindering the growth. Pruning cuts off what's hindering the growth. Remember, a good gardener waters, protects, maintains the health of plants. Dead branches have to be removed because it can cause decay or disease. I keep saying disease. That's true though. Pruning, the pruning process may be uncomfortable, but necessary. It shapes our character. It brings us closer to God. It kills the flesh. It places us in a posture of surrendering. Surrendering. It brings us to a posture of surrendering. To abide means to remain stable or fixed, to stay, to remain stable or fixed, or to stay. There's promises connected to abiding. If you abide in me, I in you. You can't bear fruit without abiding. Abiding bears fruit. Not abiding gets you cast away. Abiding gives you what you desire. It gives you what you desire.